Shinan Vav Sim Beis Chatzah Shenifritza Veloshen Yam Oiva Ala Pilsa. Here, you don't have this waterway that's dug into the ground and going through the Chatzah. You just have there's some flooding and the part of the ocean or lake next to the Chatzah start going into the Chatzah. It's not 10 Tfachim deep over here. Im Eina Vimilua Vein Apilsa Yosem Yasa Mutel Amalas Mimeno Lachlis Labayis. It's considered part of the chutzah, this water, because it's not an independent rishus. It's not 10 tefachim below the chutzah. Therefore, as long as there is a wall in the direction of the ocean, so you basically have a wall separating between the chutzah and the ocean. The halachas are that it's enough to have a little part of the wall jutting out on the left and right side. And another condition is that the breach in the wall is less than 10 amas. But if you have those conditions, it's less than 10 amas, and there is a little piece of wall on both sides, it's considered that the water inside the chotzer is separated from the water outside of it, and you're allowed to use that water in the chotzer. And mele l'hachnas labayis, you're allowed to bring it into the house. Nivritza mimloya, if the entire wall in the direction of the water fell down, so there's no wall in that direction. Or if it's a breach more than 10 amas, why? Even if there's a wall under the water and that wall is 10 tefachim tall, even though it's covered by the water, it is also considered mechitza, and you're allowed to use the water inside the chotzah. It's not considered patuach to a karmelist because you have a mechitza. You still need to take the water from the chotzer into the house, and you can also mechitz gevoy sora al hamayim to bring it to the house. They were more machmeh. They said you have to have a mechitz that's above the water, not underneath the water. Lo nishur gedudim also afila malas bechotzer. If you don't have the remainder of the previous wall, then you cannot be memalah even in the chotzer.